On today's show, Tesla fires a big chunk of its workforce, Ferrari commits heresy and offers run flat tires, and Toyota makes a $1 billion bet on ride sharing. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Tesla announced it is firing 3,000 employees, about 9% of its workforce. They're all salaried, and none of them work in Tesla's assembly plant. And here's my Autoline insight. This kind of headcount reduction should save at least $300 million a year. But it's a desperate move by Tesla to make a profit in the third and fourth quarters of this year. And it shows that Tesla is now acting more like a traditional, old-time automaker. Fire as many people as you can to make a profit. Several executives from FCA and the UAW have been convicted of embezzling at least $1.5 million. The CEO of FCA, Sergio Marchionne, and the president of the UAW, Dennis Williams, have said that this was done by a rogue group of officials. But the U.S. Justice Department disagrees. It says this was a conspiracy between FCA and the UAW to violate the Labor Relations Management Act. Federal prosecutors say the conspiracy started before 2009 and occurred during the time of three UAW presidents: Ron Gettelfinger, Bob King, and Dennis Williams. Still to come, Bridgestone develops run-flat tires for Ferrari.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Most enthusiasts hate run-flat tires. They have stiff sidewalls that can adversely affect the handling of a car. But Ferrari just announced it's going to make run-flats available on the new Portofino convertible. Specifically, they're going to be Bridgestone Potenza S007s. Bridgestone says that despite the added stiffness, these run-flats can handle high G cornering because they were specifically developed for the Portofino. The Potenza S007s will be available on all European and North American Ferrari Portofinos. Boy, look at this. The used car market in the U.S. is starting to heat up. According to Edmunds, the average transaction price of a used car in the first quarter was $19,657. That's 2% higher than last year and an 18% increase from 5 years ago. It's due to a growing number of near-new vehicles coming off lease. And this is going to help sales of new cars because when people can get more money for their trade-in, it makes it easier to buy a new one. Hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours tomorrow afternoon. We're going to have Lightning Systems in the studio talking about how they convert Ford Transits into electric vans. So join me and Gary Vasilash for some of the best insights as to what's going on in the automotive industry. Coming up next, Volvo gives us some details on its Polestar performance sedan.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Toyota is making a big bet on mobility services. It just invested $1 billion in the Asian ride-hailing company called Grab. The automaker will also be involved in the management of the company. More and more car companies are jumping into mobility services because they see a chance to make big money. Ford has Chariot, GM has Maven, Daimler has Car2Go, VW has Moya, and that's just to name a few. We're likely to see more added to the list. Volvo just gave us some details on its new Polestar-engineered S60 sports sedan. It's going to be Volvo's first American-built car and will be offered with Polestar-engineered colored gold brake calipers and gold seat belts, along with Polestar emblems. The performance option also comes with multi-link front and rear suspension and adjustable Olin shock absorbers, as well as black chrome exhaust tips. ECU tuning will bump power up by 15 horsepower to 415 horsepower, while also improving fuel efficiency and reducing emissions. It's going to be built in Charleston, South Carolina, and officially gets unveiled next week. With that, we come to the end of today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.